Now to a situation that is almost impossible to comprehend. A parent forgetting to drop their child at daycare and leaving them in a car with fatal consequences. After the death of an 11-month-old boy in Perth this week, that is the account being given to police by the distraught father. Researchers into similar incidents overseas say many parents are vulnerable to lapses of memory and sometimes with those sort of devastating results. Katie Heyman prepared this report and a warning that the detail may be upsetting and distressing to some of you.
2.5 years ago, on a hot spring day in Austin, Texas, Christy Cavaliero met her husband Brett for a lunch break. As they chatted about their morning, he realised something was wrong.
He couldn't remember dropping her off at daycare. And I instructed him to call his office as we were headed back to his office. And at the same time, I called the daycare. And his office manager checked his truck. And around the same time, the daycare teacher confirmed that she was not there. And so I hung up and immediately called 911. And despite us performing early CPR and myself included trying to assist with resuscitations, despite everything, we lost her in an hour and 19 minutes after the first 911 call. She was declared dead.
She didn't know it at the time, but 911 operators were recording the moment that Christy and her husband saw one-year-old Sophia's body.
I don't remember it. But apparently I let out this huge shrill and just started screaming and stuff. And it was like I left my body for a second.
Sophia is one of as many as 50 children who die each year in the United States from being left inside cars. In 40% of cases, the parent or carer forgot to drop the child at their daycare or babysitter. Police in Western Australia say this is probably what happened in Perth on Wednesday, where an 11-month-old boy was discovered dead in the back of a car. Christy Cavaliero says such lapses of memory can happen more easily than parents would care to admit. Her husband took a wrong turn because of roadworks at the bottom of their street.
Instead of taking the left turn at the traffic light that he would normally take to drop her off at daycare, he turned right. And then, you know, she was sleeping in the back and quiet and in a rear-facing car seat. And so he just proceeded on his way to his office. And in his mind, he thought that he had already dropped the child off at daycare.
Dr. Matthew Mundy is a memory expert at the School of Psychology and Psychiatry at Monash University. He says every parent is capable of making a similarly fatal mistake.
It's the same for our drive to work. We've formed an autopilot to how to get there. And a part of the brain that takes over when those sorts of things happen is called the basal ganglia. Now, this part of the brain is relatively primitive, and it sort of monitors our routine motor skills for us. And so whilst we're driving to work or whilst we're making a cup of tea, we might not be aware of exactly all the decisions that we're making. They're actually not conscious to us. And because of that, because we're not consciously making those decisions to turn left and turn right or put the sugar in at the right time, if something distracts us, if maybe a car cuts us off or if the telephone rings, we might miss a step.
Jeanette Fennell is the president and founder of KidsAndCars.org. She has been campaigning for many years for car manufacturers to fit a device to stop parents leaving children in cars. She says there are things parents can do themselves.
So in the Look Before You Lock program, what we make are several suggestions. The first one is to take your handbag or your employee badge or your briefcase. How about your cell phone? Put that on the floorboard in front of where the child's car seat is. The second idea we have is to put a stuffed animal in the child's car seat and always have it in there. But right before you're going to place the child in the car, take the stuffed animal and set it up front on the passenger seat, because then you've got this visual reminder.
Christy Cavaliero has embarked on her own awareness campaign. She advises carers to call parents if children aren't dropped off by a certain time. She still hasn't let her husband listen to the 911 recording of the moment they saw her body. She says her heart goes out to the father in Perth, with whom she now shares the the most tragic of bonds.
He will have to forever live with the fact that he made a mistake, a human error. He made a single mistake that resulted in the loss of probably his most precious possession.
That's Christy Cavaliero, whose daughter died after being left in a car, ending that report by Katie Heyman. You can listen to an extended version of those interviews on the website later on today.